我们仍然打开路加福音第二十四章。
Let's still turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 24.
刚刚我们已经读过从十三节到三十五节。
Early we have read from verse 13 to verse 35.
我想我们仍然的打开这一段的圣经。
Let's still turn to this passage.
我们前一个月已经读过路加福音的二十四章。
Last month we have read about this chapter 24.
在这一章的圣经里面，我们看见了主耶稣复活的三个开启。
And from this passage we have seen the three revelations from the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第一个就是墓门开了。
And the first one is the tomb stone was opened.
第二件事情就是门徒的两位在以马忤斯路上的门徒，他们的眼睛开了。
And secondly, these disciples are going to Emmaus and their eyes were opened.
以后在哪一天晚上，主向十个使徒显现，并且还有其他的门徒在内，他们的心窍开了。
And then our Lord Jesus appeared to the 10 of the disciples, and then later on to the rest of them. At that point, their hearts were open.
我想路加特别的很仔细的记载到主耶稣的复活和我们的关系。
And Luke was putting this in detail, the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ and the relationship that we have with that.
所以今天我们在二十四章十三节到三十五节，我们要看见了三件的事情。
So today from verse 13 to 35, we want to see three things.
第一件事情，我们看见了复活的主与我们同行。
And first, the Lord of Resurrection, He walks with us.
第二件事情，复活的主他教导我们。
And second thing,The Lord of Resurrection, He is teaching us.
第三件事情，我们复活的主常与我们同住。
And then the Lord of Resurrection living with us.
这是发生在以马忤斯路上的事情。
And this is happening in the road to Emmaus.
也可以说，这一位复活的主与这两位以马忤斯路上的门徒同行。
And our Lord of Resurrection was walking with these two disciples on the way to Emmaus.
可惜他们的眼睛模糊了，看不见耶稣。
But their eyes was confused, was closed, they cannot see Jesus.
他认不出这位曾经带领他的主耶稣。
They cannot recognize that this is the Lord who has been leading them.
所以主耶稣就与他们谈话。
So our Lord Jesus was talking with them.
在谈话的里面就教训他们。
And in the conversation, he was teaching them.
并且用圣经的话来教导他们。
And he was teaching them with the word from the scriptures.
以后到了以马忤斯。
And later on, when they arrived at that Emmaus,
这二位的门徒非常的诚意，就要强留主耶稣给他们同住。
And these two disciples want to have Jesus stay with them.
当他们与主耶稣与他们同住的时候，我们的主就做他们的主人。
And as our Lord Jesus was living with them, He became the master for them.
他们吃饭的时候，我们的主耶稣照常的拿起饼来，就擘开的饼祝谢了。
And as they were having dinner, our Lord Jesus, as usual, took up the bread and broke it and prayed.
这个时候两个门徒的眼睛就明亮了。
And at that point, the eyes of the two disciples were opened.
他们才认出这位的复活的主耶稣。
Then they recognized this is the Lord of Resurrection.
现在让我们一段一段的看。
Now let's just go into details in a passage at a time.
第一段我们看13节到16节。
The first session will be from verse 13 to 16.
我想我们还是读一下圣经。
Let's read this from the scripture.
让我们有更深的印象。
So that we have a deeper impression of it.
也让我们能够更多的记住路加所记载的。
So that we can also remember the recording of Luke.
也让我可以少讲一点。
So I can speak less.
我们从13节读到16节。
Let's read from verse 13 to 16.
正当那时，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。我们先读到这里。
We'll just read this part.
在原文的圣经里面，中文少翻两个字。
In the original text, it had two additional words than the Chinese translation.
我不知道英文有没有 behold 的一个字。
I don't know if the English had the word behold.
在这里说看哪。
And here said behold.
路加特别的把这一件事情若意让许多的读者或者当时听的人能够注意这件事情。
And Luke was recording this with the behold so that people can pay attention to this session.
所以他说看啊正当那里。
So he said, behold during that time.
这一个日子乃是主耶稣复活的哪一个日子。
And this is the day that our Lord rose from death.
在复活的清晨，那个墓门开了。
At that morning, the tomb stone had been rolled away.
这是下午的事情。
And this is something in the afternoon.
可能是三点四点的事情。
Maybe about 3 or 4 p.m.
因为他们要从耶路撒冷回到以马忤斯，这个路程是25华里。
And they need to go back from Jerusalem to Emmaus.It's about 7 miles.
这25华里差不多6个英里或7个英里。
This is a record 25 Chinese miles, which is about 6 to 7 miles.
若是会走路的人会跑的人，我想一个半钟头也够了。
If you kind of walk a little bit fast or running, that take about hour and a half.
若是普通的一般的人，我想要走两个钟头。
But for normal people, probably about 2 hours of walking.
这两个钟头以后就太阳就平息了。
And after 2 hours, then the sun will be setting.
所以这件事情是发生在日头日落之前的事情。
And this thing happened as before the sunset.
在这里有两个门徒。
And there are two disciples here.
他们一起走。
They are walking together.
我们从下面第二段的里面我们可以知道说有一个门徒他就告诉耶稣关于耶路撒冷所发生的事情。
And later on we see that one of the disciples told Jesus what's been happening in Jerusalem.
这一个人名叫哥留巴。
And his name is Cleopas.
有许多的解经家就说这一个哥留巴就是在约翰福音19章记载的那哥罗巴。
And some theologians saying that this is the same person recorded in John 19. The person's name is Clopas.
因为当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，有主耶稣的母亲和主耶稣母亲的姊妹。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, there was Jesus' mother Mary and also her sister.
约翰特别记载有一个哥罗巴的妻子。
And then John recorded specifically there was a wife of Clopas.
并且有莫大拉的玛利亚。
And also Mary of Magdalene.
他们一起的都站在十字架的下面。
They were all standing before the cross.
他们注目到绝位的主耶稣如何的为世界上人流血舍命赎罪的代价。
They're gazing at the cross that how our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross that his blood will be shed for us.
若是哥留巴就是哥罗巴。
If Clopas is also Cleopas.
那可见这一个哥留巴 是曾经跟从过耶稣的。
So we know that this person Cleopas had followed Jesus before.
虽然他不是十二个使徒当中之一。
Even though he's not one of the 12 apostles.
他也是在主耶稣很亲密的门徒。
But he's a very dear disciples of our Lord Jesus.
可能是七十个门徒当中的一个。
Maybe it's one of the 70 disciples.
所以他们是非常关心在耶路撒冷哪一天前几天所发生的事情。
So they are very concerned on what's happening in Jerusalem.
但是另外一个人没有记名。
But then the other person was not recorded who that was.
所以很多人就猜想说这一个另外一个人到底是谁。
So a lot of people were thinking, who's this other person?
所以有人就想到是写路加福音的路加。
So some people suggested maybe it was the Luke who wrote this book of Luke.
有很多的这个解经家有好几位都是说可能是路加。
And a lot of theologians have explained that it could very well be Luke.
因为路加也好像使徒约翰一样的谦卑，他并没有把自己的名字写说我是路加记载这个事情。
Because Luke was kind of like John, very humble, did not record his own name that I'm the one who wrote it.
因为路加是一个医生。
Luke is a doctor.
他也是一个文学家，也是一个历史家。
He's also a scholar and historian.
所以他很愿意的要知道在巴勒斯汀的许多的事情。
So he wanted to know a lot of things going on in Palestine.
所以他就住在以马忤斯。
So he lived in Amos.
他若是到耶路撒冷去，也是很近的。
And when he goes to Jerusalem, it's very close.
这不过是人的猜想而已。
But this is how we guess.
他不管怎么样，另外一个门徒也是非常爱主的。
But regardless, the other disciples also love the Lord a lot.
这两个人一定到耶路撒冷去过逾越节。
So these two disciples must be going, had gone to Jerusalem for the Passover feast.
在过逾越节的时候，他们就看见经历的许许多多的事情。
As they were in celebrating the Passover, they have experienced many things.
我们的主耶稣如何的被卖，被在祭司长和文士的面前受审判。
How Lord Jesus was betrayed and then was judged before the Sanhedrin.
我们的主耶稣如何的在比拉多和希律的面前受审判。
How he was judged before Pilate and also Herod.
我们的主耶稣如何背弃了他自己所要钉的十字架，下了各个他山去。
How our Lord Jesus had carried all the cross and went up to Golgotha.
我们的主耶稣如何的被钉在十字架上。
How our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他也很清楚的从哥罗巴可以从他的妻子的眼见的里面告诉他说我们主耶稣在钉在十字架上的情形。
Okay, Cleopas with his wife was there. He can describe this clearly to Jesus right there.
他也知道说我们的主耶稣如何的埋葬在亚里马太人约瑟的坟墓里。
And he knew that how our Lord Jesus was buried in the tomb of Joseph.
那他清晨的时候就听见说有几位的妇女到坟墓里去。
So he heard that there's few women who went to the tomb on that morning.
他就听到天使所报的主耶稣复活的好消息。
So he heard about the news that the angels had proclaimed that our Lord Jesus had rose from death.
虽然他心里有一点的盼望。
So he might have a little hope in him.
但是他就觉得这一件事情实在是太不公平。
But he felt that this thing is so unfair.
他心里也觉得是一个非常难过的。
And something that's very sad.
因为这一位的主耶稣人，他在这行事为人，他都可以表明说他是神所差来的先知。
Because all the things that our Lord Jesus had done had verified that he sent from God as a prophet.
但是这许多的祭司长和官府们却是把他钉在十字架上。
But this priest and all these government officials have nailed him on the cross.
所以这件事情过去了以后，他们这两位门徒要从耶路撒冷 就要回到以马忤斯的地方去。
So after this incident had happened, these two disciples need to go to Emmaus.
他们一面走一面两个人非常的伤心。
And as they were walking home, they were very, very sad.
他们一面的就谈论到这件的事情。
And they were discussing among themselves about this that had happened.
圣经路加记载说，正谈论的时候，我们的主耶稣亲自就近他们。
And Luke recorded that as they were discussing this thing, our Lord Jesus came up and walked along with them.
和他们同行。
And just alongside with them.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然这两个门徒他觉得很灰心失望。
Even though these two disciples were discouraged.
他却觉得我们认为绝位的主耶稣应当要做我们的救主，做我们的弥赛亚。
They thought that Jesus should be our Savior and our Messiah.
现在他却是为做了我们受苦而被钉在十字架上。
But now instead he was suffering and nailed on the cross.
他现在只有安安静静的从耶路撒冷回到自己的家里。
So now they could only went back from Jerusalem to their own hometown.
但是我们复活的主知道他们的苦情。
But the Lord of Resurrection knew about their sorrow.
他知道他们的需要。
He knew about their needs.
他知道他们的心中有许许多多的不明白的事情。
He knew that they have a lot of things that they did not understand.
所以他就就近他们。
So he came alongside with them.
亲自的就近他们。
Came personally alongside with them.
这个亲自两个字意思说不是一个想象的。
That he himself came up is not like an imagination.
不是他们看见的一个幻影。
Not just a vision.
这个亲自两个字意思说乃是一个真实的一个身体。
It means that he physically was walking alongside with them.
他的确的有主耶稣与他们同行。
And our Lord Jesus was actually walking with him.
我们的主来安慰他们。
And our Lord was comforting them.
弟兄姊妹，我们的人生的路程的里面，有多少的时候也是如同这两位的门徒一样的。
Brothers and sisters, so many times our life is just like these two disciples.
而我们一面的纪念我们的主。
On the one side, we remember our Lord.
我们一面的在行人生的路程的里面有许多不明白的事情。
But then on the other side, there are many things we did not understand in our lives.
我们多少的时候是处于哪一个孤单的时候。
And many times we are alone by ourselves.
我们觉得没有人与我们可表同情。
That nobody can sympathize with us.
但是感谢我们的主。
But thank our Lord.
我们的大牧人主耶稣，当我们灰心失望的时候
，Our Lord Jesus, the Great Shepherd, as we are discouraged，
当我们孤单有任何的苦情的时候
，When we are alone and have many sorrows，
当我们说不出来的心中的难处的时候
，There are difficulties we cannot even speak of，
我们复活的主仍然就近我们
，The Lord of Resurrection will come near us。
他要与我们同行
and to walk beside us.
使徒约翰特别的在约翰福音第十章的里面说到我们绝位的主乃是我们的牧人
and John in chapter 10 said that our Lord Jesus is our shepherd.
他说哪一个牧人从门进去的才是牧人
He said those whowhat go through the door will be the shepherd.
哪个看门的知道认识他就为他开门。
And the one who's tending the door will know that him and will open the door for him.
当哪一个看门的为他开门的时候羊也听见那个牧人的声音认识牧人的声音。
As the door was opened, the sheep will also knew the voice of the shepherd.
哪一个牧人也认识这许多的羊。
And that shepherd will also know his sheep.
他们就按着名叫这许多的羊。
He'll call the sheep according to their names.
以后就把羊带出来。
And then he'll bring out the sheep.
他既放了羊，他就在前面走， 一个羊就在后面跟随他。
And he'll walk before the sheep, and the sheep will follow him.
因为羊认识牧人的声音。
Because the sheep know the voice of the shepherd.
我想我们的主耶稣永远的是你我的好牧人。
I think our Lord Jesus is always the good shepherd for you and I.
他不但为你我舍命。
Not only that he died for you and I.
他也是喂养你我。
And then also he will feed you and I.
他也是与你我同行。
And he also walk alongside with you and I.
他不单是在我们的左右与我们同行。
Not only he's walking between on the left and the right side of us.
他也是先在前面行走，让我们跟随他。
He also walk ahead of us so we can follow him.
很可惜的一件事情，虽然这位复活的主与他们同行。
Regretfully, even though this Lord was walking with them,
路加记载说，只是他们的眼睛模糊了，不认识他。
And Luke was recording that their eyes was closed and would not recognize him.
我想我们眼睛有时常常会模糊。
I think our eyes sometimes will be blurred.
我年轻的时候，眼睛地上的针我都可以看到。
When I was young, I can see a little pin on the floor.
啊，好像我一看书啊，一看啊，好像就照进眼睛，就整页的，我就可以知道是什么意思。
And at that time, when I read, I can look at the page, and I kind of knew what's going on with the page.
但是现在年老了，眼睛花了。
But now I'm old, and my eyes are blurry.
当眼睛模糊的时候，我就这个上下那个一横都会乱掉。
And then the line before and after will be confused.
以前我会记得哪个圣经是在哪一章哪一节，现在去看了，有时候找，哎，怎么没有了？
Before I know that this verse comes from this chapter, this verse, but now I look, it's kind of gone.
因为现在眼睛模糊了。
Because my eyes are blurry.
那我常常看圣经的时候，看了以后好像眼睛就睁不开了。
And sometimes when I read the Bible, it seems that I cannot open my eyes anymore.
这里眼睛模糊这个意思就是说眼睛展不开了。
And the blurry eyes meaning here is that we cannot open our eyes.
我们就没有办法看到主耶稣。
And we cannot see our Lord Jesus.
但愿我们要求圣灵高我们的眼睛。
May the Holy Spirit anoint our eyes.
叫我们能够看见。
So that we can see.
所以主圣灵向拿奥底家的教会说你们要买眼药。
And the Spirit is speaking to the church of Laodicea that you have to buy some self.
我们需要这个肉身的眼睛的眼药。
That to buy this medicine for our physical eyes.
我们也更需要哪一个灵里面的眼睛的眼药。
More so we need the spiritual medicine for our eyes.
好让我们能够清楚的看见我们复活的主。
So that we can recognize and see the Lord of our Lord of Resurrection.
我相信这两位的门徒他一定知道有一个人站在旁边。
I think these two disciples knew that there's a person walking along with
him. 他因着眼睛模糊就不认不出这位的复活的主。
But since their eyes are blurry, they cannot recognize that this is our Lord Jesus.
可能我们多年的信耶稣。
Maybe we have believed in Jesus for many
years. 我们可能多年的传耶稣。
Many years we have preached about the
Bible. 我们可能多年的读圣经。
And we have read the Bible many years.
但是总是我们的眼睛模糊。
But then many times our eyes are still blurry.
我们认不出几位我们所相信的主耶稣乃是复活的主耶稣。
And we cannot recognize that this is our Lord Jesus who resurrected from death.
让我们真是像使徒保罗一样的祷告。
So that we can pray just like Paul prayed.
我们求神赐给我们那个智慧和启示的灵。
That God can give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
好让我们真知道他。
So that we can really know him.
并且我们要求神开我们的眼睛。
And that God can open up our eyes.
叫我们能够知道他的恩召是何等的指望。
So that we know that his calling was have so much hope.
他在你我的当中所要得的基业是何等的丰盛荣耀。
And the inheritance that he wants to give us is so glorious.
并且他在你我的当中所要显明的能力是何等的浩大。
And then the power he wants to reveal to us is so great.
这一个能力不是人的哪一个刚强。
And this power is not the strength of man.
这一个能力不是靠着我们自己的智慧的能力。
And this power is not through our own wisdom.
这一个能力乃是主耶稣从死里复活的大能。
And this power is our Lord Jesus who rose from death.
我们需要主耶稣复活的能力。
We need the power of the resurrection of our Lord
Jesus. 我们需要主耶稣复活的生命。
And we want the power of the life of our Lord
Jesus. 我们也需要这位的复活的主开我们的眼睛。
We want this Lord resurrection to open the eyes of our
叫我们能够看他，看见他自己。
So that we can see him, he himself.
第二个，我们看到主耶稣的教训。
And secondly, we see that the Lord's teaching.
他不单与我们同行。
Not only he walked alongside with us.
可惜的，他认不出这位复活的主。
Regretfully, we do not recognize this Lord.
是我们的主是非常的幽默的。
And our Lord is very humorous.
他看见两个人在谈论的时候。
When he saw the two people were discussing among themselves.
他们这两个主耶，我们的主耶稣就对他们说。
And our Lord Jesus spoke to them.
你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事？
So as you're walking, what were you discussing?
他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。
And they were standing there, they were face downcast.
我相信我们的主耶稣已经听见他们在哪一个地方彼此的谈论。
I think our Lord Jesus was already hearing what they were discussing.
我现在耳朵有点聋了。
And my ears are not very good lately either.
所以你们讲话要讲得很清楚。
So when you speak, you need to speak clearly to me.
但是我们的主耶稣的耳朵是很好的。
But ears of our Lord Jesus is very good.
就是你很小小声，他也会听到。
Even with your whisper, he will hear it.
但是我们的主耶稣很有意思的，他反而还问这两位的门徒说：“你们在路上谈论什么事？”
But interestingly, our Lord Jesus asked them, "What were you discussing?"
所以有一个名叫哥留巴就回答主耶稣。
The disciple's name was Cleopas answered him.
他有一点好像责怪这位的客人，与他同行的客人。
It seems like there's some rebuking in his answer.
他说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天所发生的事情。
He said, are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that had happened?
但是我们的主耶稣再问他说，什么事情？
And our Lord Jesus asked him again, what's going on?
我想我们的主耶稣很幽默。
And I think our Lord Jesus was very humorous.
我们的主耶稣也是很客气。
And then he's also very gentle on that.
这一个哥留巴反而有一点定罪耶稣。
Even though Cleopas is like rebuking or judging our Lord Jesus.
但是我们的主耶稣听到他说话不大客气。
And our Lord Jesus can recognize that he's not very gentle on that.
他就再问一次说，到底你们谈论是什么，发生的是什么事情。
So he asks again, what were you discussing?
所以这个哥留巴就把所发生的事情就说了一遍。
So Cleopas and just repeat, talk about what had happened.
我们看十看二十节。
If we look at verse 20,
我们从十九节看起。
Start from verse 19.
我读一节，请 Emily 弟兄用英文读一节。
Okay.
耶稣说什么事？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
In verse 19.What things, he asked, Jesus asked. About Jesus of Nazareth, they replied. He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people.
祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。
The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him.
但我们素来所盼望的，要赎以色列民的，就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。
But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place.
再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，她们清早到的坟墓那里。
In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning.
不见她的身体。
But didn't find his body.
救回来告诉我们说看见了天使显现说他活了。
They came and told us that they have seen a vision of angels who said he was alive.
又有我们几个人往坟墓那里去。
Then some of our companions went to the tomb.
所遇见的正如妇女们所说的。
And find it just as the woman has said.
只是没有看见他。
The him they did not see.
耶稣对他们说
And Jesus said to them,
无知的人啊先知所说的一切话你们的心信得太迟钝了
How foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken
基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀
Did not Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
岂不是应当的吧
Isn't that so?
于是从摩西和众先知起
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets,
凡经上所指着自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。
He explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
而我想我们的主耶稣是清楚知道耶路撒冷发生的事情。
I think our Lord Jesus knew very well what had happened in Jerusalem.
他不单是自己知道，他自己亲身的，他是一个当事人。亲身的经历这许多的事情。
Not only he knew what was happening, he himself was the one who experienced all these.
但是他要教训他的门徒。
But he wants to teach his disciples.
他反而再问一遍，问这两位的门徒到底发生什么事情。
So he asked again these two disciples what had happened.
我们的主乃是要这两个门徒把他自己心里所想的心里所知道的再告诉耶稣一遍。
Lord Jesus wanted disciples to tell him what they were thinking in their heart.
我想路加特别的记载这件事情给你我一个很大的帮助。
I think when Luke recorded this, it will be a great help to you and I.
我们的主耶稣常常要引发我们里面的哪一个里面的情况，内心的情况。
Our Lord Jesus many times want to draw out what is in our heart.
我们的主耶稣就是愿意我们可以再把我们的事情再告诉他一遍。
And our Lord Jesus wants us to tell him one more time what is happening with us.
我有时候就想到很多的事情主已经都定规了。
Sometimes I thought our Lord Jesus has set all these things already.
我自己的苦情主也知道。
All the sorrows I may have, our Lord Jesus knew about.
我就想到我可以为别人祷告。
I thought that I can pray for other people.
我不必的把我自己的事情告诉耶稣。
I don't need to tell our Lord about my own things.
当我读到这一段圣经的时候，给我一个很大的教训。
When I read about this passage, it gave me a great lesson.
虽然我们的主耶稣知道在耶路撒冷所发生的事情。
Even though our Lord Jesus knew what was happening in Jerusalem,
他也知道这两个门徒心中的忧愁。
He knew about the sorrow about in these two disciples.
但是他要引发这两个门徒。
But he was still want to enlighten these two disciples.
叫他们把耶稣所知道的事情再告诉耶稣。
What they knew about Jesus to tell Jesus again.
我想这是祷告的秘诀。
I think this is a secret to prayer.
我想这是神给我们祷告的一个恩典。
And this is a grace that God has given us.
祷告不是说神不知道，我们要让神知道这件事情。
To pray is not God did not know about. I need to pray to God so He knows.
不过有人就这样说，我们祷告啊，要常常提醒神。
And some people said that when we pray, we are to remind God.
他说神常常会忘记我们的祷告。
And God will forget about our prayer.
我相信神绝对不会忘记我们祷告。
I believe God will not forget our prayer.
还没有发生的事情，神已经知道。
Even those that had not happened, God already knew.
他都知道我们的一切。
He knew about everything about us.
但是他乐意我们再把他所知道的事情再告诉我们的神。
But he's willing to hear that We can tell him about everything we know about him.
我常常的劝许多的初充蒙恩的弟兄姊妹。
Many times I encourage those who are newly become believers.
他常常说啊，我不认识这位主。
And they will say that I do not know this Lord.
我常常勉励他们说，你就祷告，你问主。
And I encourage them to go pray and ask
到底
the Lord,
你是谁呢?
Who are you, Lord?
其实主已经知道我们的情况。
Actually, Lord already know about the situation.
但是再把我们里面的需要。
But then, in the needs that we have inside of us,
我们里面的哪一个隐情。
And all these deep thinking that we have on us.
我们甚至把神已经知道的事情再向神诉说。
Even those that God already knew, we would speak that to God again.
这是复活的主给我们的祷告的恩典。
And this is the grace that was given to us by the Lord of
Resurrection. 让我们可以常常来到主的面前。
So that we can always come to our Lord.
我们有事来到主的面前。
Sometimes things happening, then we come.
我们无事也要来到主的面前。
When there's nothing going on, we can
still
come to our Lord.
我们的神总不怕我们太啰嗦了。
And our Lord will not be afraid that we will come to Him too often.
有的人说祷告三次就不要祷告了。
And some people say after you pray three times, don't pray anymore.
我鼓励弟兄姊妹常常的告诉耶稣。
But I encourage you always come to tell our Lord.
告诉耶稣的事情。
To tell our Lord about what happened
to you. 告诉耶稣他如何的诞生。
That how he was born.
告诉主耶稣如何在世上行许多的神迹。
To tell our Lord how he had done what he had
done
on earth.
告诉我们的主耶稣如何在地上说着许多的话。
And to tell the Lord all the words that He has said on earth.
告诉我们的主耶稣，他如何的被钉在十字架上。
To tell our Lord how He was nailed on the cross.
告诉我们主耶稣如何的从死里复活。
To tell our Lord how He rose from death.
告诉我们主耶稣如何的升天。
To tell our Lord how He was ascending to heaven.
告诉主耶稣他还要再来。
To tell our Lord that He will come back again.
我们不是提醒主耶稣。
We're not reminding Him.
我们的主耶稣乃是乐意。我们到他的面前诉说他自己的事情。
Our Lord is willing that we come to Him to speak about.
这是为什么耶稣问他们说，到底发生什么事情
？And this is why Jesus asked them what had happened in the last few days.
但是可惜的，这两个门徒还是不清楚。
Regretfully, these two disciples still was not clear.
他的心还没有得开启。
And their hearts were not open yet.
所以耶稣有一点责备。
So Jesus seems to start rebuking them.
也有点勉励说，无知的人啊，你们的信得太迟钝。
And he was telling them how foolish you are and how slow of heart you are.
这一个无知。
And this foolishness.
那个，幸亏不是一个定罪的无知。
It's gladly it's not a judgmental foolishness.
我有一个时候蛮欢喜去圣经翻翻看到底有几次的说到无知无知无知。
And sometimes I want to open up the Bible and count how many times foolishness was used.
在马太福音第七章的里面有一个无知。
In Matthew 7 there's this recorded that foolish.
中文翻得非常的厉害。
And the Chinese translation is very strong.
他说作恶的人离开我去吧。
He said, you wicked people, depart from me.
但是这里的无知意思说你不用脑筋去想。
But this foolishness over here is saying that you're not using your brain.
为什么不想一想呢?
Why don't you think about it?
你的信心太慢了太迟钝了。
Your belief is too slow.
以后他就给他解释这圣经。
Then later on, he explained this passage.
他就从摩西和众先知的开始，把圣经一切关于他的事情都向他们讲解明白。
Starting from Moses and the prophet, he explained to them everything that's in the scriptures concerning him.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要。
Lord, we need.
需要神给我们的开始。
We need the revelation and opening of our eyes from our God.
我们需要圣灵把神的话再跟你我说一遍。
We need the Holy Spirit to speak about the word of God to us again.
我们需要读圣经。
We need to read the Bible.
但是我们不是仅仅在字义的上面，字句的上面。
But not only just on the word itself.
我们真的要看见这位复活的主。
We need to see this Lord of Resurrection.
我们需要领受主耶稣的教训。
We need to receive the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
我们也是需要圣灵的开启。
We need to the revelation of our whole, of the Holy Spirit.
但愿我们常常的要在主的面前。
But we need to come before our Lord.
我们既然的恳求说，主啊，开我的属灵的眼睛。
We ask God to open up our spiritual eyes.
叫我能够看见你律法中的奇妙。
So that we can see the wonderfulness in the law.
整本的圣经都是讲到这位基督。
And this whole Bible is talking about this Jesus.
每一本的书都是论到基督。
Every book is concerning Christ.
但是我们需要得着了圣灵的开启。
But we need the Spirit to open up our spirit.
好让与我们同行的主。
So that this Lord who walk alongside of us.
好让这位与我们同行的主。
This Lord who speak to us about our heart.
能够认识他是复活的主。
That we can recognize that he's the Lord of resurrection.
最后我们看到我们从二十八节。
And finally, we can look at verse 28.
将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。
As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going farther.
他们却强留他说：“时候晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。”
But they urge him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in and stayed with them.
耶稣就进去要同他们住下。
And so Jesus went in to stay with them.
到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，擘开，递给他们。
When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them.
他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。
Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him.
也忽然耶稣不见了。
And he disappeared from their sight.
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
And they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scripture to us?
他们就立刻起身回耶路撒冷去。
So they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
竟遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处。
And they find the 11 and those with them.
说主果然复活。
Assembled together saying, it is true the Lord has risen.
已经显给西门看了。
And has appeared to Simon.
两个人就把路上所遇见和薄饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。
Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus recognized by them when he broke the bread.
第一个我们看到主的同行。
The first, we see that walking alongside with us of our Lord Jesus.
什么时候我们的主与这两位的门徒同行？
When did it happen when Jesus was walking with these two disciples?
第二个我们看到主的教训。
And then secondly, we saw the Lord's teaching.
到底我们的主如何的来教训他们？
How our Lord was teaching these two.
我们的主教训他们什么？
And what did our Lord teach them?
弟兄姊妹，我愿意提醒一下。
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you.
我们看常常觉得这一个圣经都是对我们属灵的生命说的。
And sometimes we thought this scriptures to speak to our spiritual life.
但是我们若是得着了属灵生命的秘诀。
But if we get the secrets of the spiritual life.
我相信在我们日常的生活的里面，家庭的里面，教育儿女的里面，牧养教会的里面，也是一样的原理。
I think it's the same principle in our family, in our church, in our sharing of the gospel.
我们常常讨论到我们如何的教导我们的小孩子。
And sometimes we discuss how do we teach our children.
我们从哪一个教育家的里面最绝对的能够把我们的儿女教导好。
From which educator that we can guarantee that we can teach our children well.
弟兄姊妹，我愿意顺便，可能以后没有机会讲，顺便的讲一下。 我们的主耶稣，他知道如何的教训我们。
And I just want to say this, maybe I don't have opportunity to say again. Our Lord Jesus knew how to teach us.
他也在这里启示我们说，他教训我们什么事情，什么东西。
And he revealed to us what he was teaching us.
我们的主常用启发的方法。
And our Lord usually used the methods of revealing to us.
他要引发这门徒的里面的隐情，告诉耶稣。
To stir up their thinking and revelation.
他另外要把圣经的话告诉这门徒。
And then he also want to use the scriptures to tell the disciples.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们好好的把这两个重点记下来。
If we can remember to emphasize these two points.
我相信做老师的、做父母的一定有个很好的效果，教导你们的学生和你们的儿女。
I think the teachers and the parents will be very effective teaching the students and your children.
我实在没有看太多的书。
I did not read a lot of books.
我不是说你们不要看书。
I'm not saying that you should not read those books.
但是有的时间不够，没有办法看纵览许多的书。
But there's not enough time to read all these books.
但是我在人生的里面，我总是要抓住一个秘诀。
But in my life, I want to hold on to a secret.
这个秘诀，我乃是要学主耶稣所说的。
And I need to learn what our Lord Jesus had done.
我要学耶稣所行的。
And I will learn what he speak and what he does.
我也需要常常的亲近我的主耶稣。
I want to draw close to my Lord Jesus.
好让他的圣灵能够在我里面发生作用。
So that the Holy Spirit can become useful in my life.
能够叫我真正的能够认识他。
So that I can truly know him.
也叫我在人生的里面能够成了他的见证。
That I can become his testimony in my life.
但是最后主与他们同住。
And finally, our Lord lives with him.
我们感谢主，这两个门徒不失去了这样的机会。
We thank God these two disciples did not lose the opportunity.
他虽然不认出绝悟的主耶稣就是复活的主耶稣，已经复活了。
Even though they did not recognize that this is our Lord Jesus who had rose from death.
但是他却觉得行在他的旁边的哪一位人向他述说圣经的时候有一个特别的能力。
They felt that there was power when they were talking to him and walking alongside him.
因为他们说我们在哪一个地方谈论的时候，我们心里岂不是火热的吗？
Because they were saying that were our not hearts not burning when we're talking with him.
有时候神给我们的证据是一个字句的证据。
Sometimes God gives us a testimony which is on the word.
但是有时候神给我们的证据乃是一个体验的证据。
But sometimes he gives us a testimony that was like an experience.
他很自然的就觉得这一位的那个僧人跟我一起走的时候，他把圣经给我讲解的时候，我心里那个是火热的。
And they were feeling that as he was walking alongside, as he was teaching them with the scriptures, they feel like they were burning in their hearts.
所以他要抓住这个机会，留住这一个客人僧人说，留下吧，太阳已经平息了，跟我们一同住吧。
So they want to hold on to the opportunity to tell this visitor, come stay with us, the sun is setting, stay with us.
我们的主耶稣不勉强他们说，你还不清楚，我现在进去你的房子里面好好的跟你谈一谈。
And the Jesus did not say that you're not clear, let me go in and speak to you more.
我们的主耶稣不断的行过在人的当中。
And our Lord Jesus always walk among people.
他今天也是行走在你我的中间。
Today he's walking among you and I.
启示录第三章第二十节向老底家的教会说，看啊，我在你的心门外叩门。
And in Revelation 3:20 our Lord Jesus said, saying to the Laodicean church,Say, Behold, I'm knocking at the door of your heart.
若有人听见我的声音，就开门，我就进去。
If anyone hear my voice, I will and open the door and I will enter it.
他与我，我与他要一同的坐席。
And I will be with him, he will be with me, we'll dine together.
哦，这两个门徒，他觉得这位可爱的僧人，我就劝他，强留他说， 你给我们一同住，留下来给我们一同住吧。
And these two disciples was urging this visitor, would you stay with us?
我们有时候觉得需要主同行。
And sometimes we feel like we need Lord to walk along with us.
但是走过我们路程的时候，我们觉得我不需要耶稣了。
But after we finish the path, we then say we don't need Jesus anymore.
我们有时候需要，也需要主的教训。
And sometimes we need the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
当我们忙碌的时候，当我们顺利的时候，我就不要再主的教训。
But then when we could become busy and when we everything goes smoothly, we say we don't need the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
但是这两个门徒却是强留主耶稣要与他们一同住。
But these two disciples want to urge strongly that Jesus to stay with them.
若是我们愿意开门的时候，
If we're willing to open out the door of our heart,
我们的主耶稣今天仍然的愿意进来。
And our Lord Jesus wants to enter into your heart.
他与我们同住。
That he will dwell with us.
当同住的时候，我们看见一个大的神迹。
And when he dwells with us, then we will see a great miracle.
当他进去的时候，正吃晚饭的时候。
And when he entered, it was the time for the dinner.
耶稣就拿起饼来。
Jesus took up the bread.
他就祝谢了。
And he gave thanks.
就擘开递给他们。
And broke it and gave it to them.
我们看到主耶稣用五个饼两条鱼喂饱这许多的人的时候，也是拿起饼来祝谢了，擘开递给他们。
We remember that when Jesus fed the 5,000 with the five loaves and two fish, same thing, he took it, broke it, gave thanks, and passed it on to them.
我们每次的擘饼的时候，我们应该拿起饼来，祝谢了，就分给弟兄姊妹。
And same thing, we would took up the bread in our communion, and then we'll give thanks, and then we'll give it to the rest of us.
我就想到这是何等的福分。
I thought that this is a great blessing.
我们常常有主耶稣坐在我们桌子的当中。
We many times have our Lord Jesus sitting dining in the dining table with us.
我刚来美国的时候。
When I first came to United States.
我特别到了很多的瑞典的家庭。
I went to a lot of Swedish family.
北欧他们有很多的这个规矩。
And there's a lot of custom in Northern Europe.
他们很多规矩是很好的。
And many custom was very good.
他们请我去吃饭的时候，总是一个座位没有人坐。
And when they invite us for dinner, there's always a seat nobody will be sitting there.
我就问他说，哪一个座位是谁坐的？
And I asked them, who's the seat for?
他们很有意思的就告诉我说，那是让主耶稣坐。
And very meaningfully, they told me that this is for our Lord Jesus.
有时候我们觉得这个吃饭何必谢饭。
And sometimes we thought that we're going to eat, why do we need to give thanks?
我就慢慢体验到，当我们谢饭的时候，好像神就叫我们能够看见他与我们同住。
But sometimes when we give thanks, then we can feel that God is dwelling with us.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看那个吃饭以前谢饭。
So do not look down on the giving thanks before dinner.
我们也不要轻看每次来到饼杯的面前的时候，我们觉得这是一个形式。
And don't despise on when we come together have the communion, it's just a tradition.
我们的主与我们同住。
Our Lord is dwelling with us.
我们有真正的哪一个诚心的信心的来到主的面前的时候。
When we have that faith and that earnestness to come to our Lord.
每次的聚会我们要遇见主。
We will meet the Lord in every meeting.
每次的聚会圣灵要开我们的眼睛。
And the Holy Spirit will open up our eyes in every meeting.
叫我们看见那个复活的主仍然行走在我们当中。
So that we can see the Lord resurrection is still walking among us.
我不知道今天有没有人你看见主耶稣行走在我们当中。
I don't know if any of you can see that our Lord Jesus is walking among us.
我们若有一个谦卑敬畏的心，
If we have a humble and fearful heart,
我们若是一个信心渴慕的心，
And we have a faith and have an earnest seeking heart,
我们的主要向我们显现，
And our Lord will reveal to us.
但愿我们第三个，我们需要求主同住。
And thirdly, we need to ask the Lord to dwell with us.
有一首诗歌就是在我们圣诗里面362首。
There's a song in our hymnal 362.
而且一首诗歌给我一个非常大的帮助。
And this song gave me a very, very, a lot of great help.
这是 Henry 莱德所写的诗歌。
It's written by Henry Light.
他是生于1793年。
He was born in 1793.
他是苏格兰人。
He's a Scottish.
以后他在三一大学毕业的以后
，and then he graduated from Trinity College.
他就成了圣公会的牧师。
He became a pastor of Episcopal Church.
他的身体不是很好。
He does not have very good health.
但是他总是愿意背起主耶稣所付托的，愿意为主耶稣做见证。
But he wants to carry the burden that the Lord had put on him is to witness for our God.
当他最后人生最后的一个旅程的时候
，at the end of his journey of his life,
他读到路加福音第24章
，and he read to this chapter 24 of Luke.
他写了这一本的诗歌，这一首的诗歌
，and then he wrote this hymn.
他乃是求主与我同住。
It said, "Abide with me, Lord."
这个求主与我同住。
To abide with me, dear Lord.
我觉得这个是一个人生当中最宝贵的。
I think this is the most precious thing to do.
这是我人生的一生当中的祷告。
And this is also the prayer of my life.
年轻的时候我常常是这样的祷告
When I was young I prayed like this
在我壮年的时候我是这样的祷告
When I was strong in my middle years I also prayed like this
在我年老发白的时候最后人生的路程的时候我仍然是这样的祷告
When I'm old with white hair I still pray like this
在这一首的诗歌里面特别第一节我们看到好几个说 Abide with me
In this song Especially in the first verse the Many times saying that Abide with me
那开始说与我同住
Abide with me
以后第二行就说求主与我同住
And then the second line is that Lord abide with me
最后说求你与我同住
and finally he also said oh abide with me
以后每一节都有这样的祷告说求主与我同住
and in every single verse and have that prayer that Lord abide with me
我不单需要主的同行
Lord, brothers and sisters not only we need the walking along with our Lord
不单需要主的教训
We, not only we need the teaching of our Lord
我们更重要的需要把主耶稣抓得紧紧的让他与我们同住
More importantly we need to hold on to our Lord that he can abide with us
我们的个人需要主耶稣同住
Individually we need to abide with him
我们整体的教会需要主耶稣与我同住
As a whole church we need the abidance with our Lord
我在顺利欢乐的时候富足的时候我需要主与我同住
In time of smooth everything go well when we are rich we need to abide with our Lord
我在病痛忧伤死亡面临在我面前的时候我仍然要求主与我同住
Even when I was sad when I was weak when I was sick when I was facing death I need the abidance of our Lord
当然圣灵今天早上向你我说话
May the Spirit speak to you and I this morning.
不单在这个时候向你我说话。
Not only speak to us at this moment.
当我们爱宴的时候，仍然与我们说话。
When we're having our meal, then speak to us.
当我们离开的时候，分别的时候，仍然与你我说话。
As we depart from here, continue to speak to us.
因为他实在胜利与我们同行的主。
But it's he's because he's the Lord who is willing to abide with us.
他实在是乐意教导我们的主。
He's the one who's willing to walk alongside and teach us.
他也是乐意与你我同住的主。
And he's the one who's willing to abide in you and I.
让我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我们的主，我们的神。
Our Lord and our God.
只有你是我们最亲的。
Only you are the most dearest to us.
主啊，我们是何等的福分，可以这样的来到你的面前。
What a wonderful blessing we can come before you.
主啊，我们虽然有时候眼睛迷糊。
Even though at times our eyes are blurry.
但是你仍然乐意与我们同行。
But yet you're willing to walk with us.
虽然我们有时候无知，你仍然的乐意教导我们。
Even though many times we are foolish, but yet you're willing to teach us.
主啊，虽然有时候我们觉得孤单，但是你乐意与我们同住。
Even though at times we are alone by ourselves, but then you are willing to abide with us.
我们来到你的面前，主啊，我们愿意开我们的心门。
As we come before you, we are willing to open out the door of our heart.
主啊，我们说，主啊，我听见你的声音。
We said, Lord, we hear your voice.
我愿意开我的心门。
I want to open up the door of our heart.
求你进来。
May you enter in.
求你住在我的心中。
Please come into and live in my heart.
求你为我擘饼。
Please take the bread and open it.
求主为我祝谢。
And give thanks for it.
求你做我的主人。
To become my master.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.